Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for the local take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I'm talking with Mason Wright, a young entrepreneur who founded Mason Wright Enterprises and Mason Super Dogs. He's a 13-year-old businessman who recently received some national attention. Mason Wright, welcome to the local take.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Mason, I am excited to have you here, and I want you to tell our listeners when and how you decided to start your own business.
When I started my own business was when I was 10 years old, and I had a love for science. And when my mom said these kits are getting really expensive, she said to me, I had to earn them now. So after that, I washed cars, walked dogs, and mowed lawns so I can get my first tiny little red cart. And then I told myself after I do a few gigs, I got this amount of money, this much amount of money, and I was doing some more research on different hot dog carts. So I looked at this one cart I really, really wanted, and it was like a really like New York style hot dog cart, and I was this close to having enough money, but for my 12th birthday, my grandfather gave me the rest, and so I got that hot dog cart because my old one could only do 12 at a time. The one that I have now can do close to 200 at a time.
So when you wanted to get science kits, these little kits that teach you different things about science, you walked dogs, cut lawns, did all kinds of chores to raise money.
Mm-hmm.
When did you decide to focus on hot dogs?
It's when I went on a trip to New York with my mother and my sister. And when me and my sister went to Town Square, only thing we saw was hot dog carts and superheroes. So when we waited in a really long line to get a hot dog, walked all the way back, then we all were hungry and tried to eat the hot dog. It was not the best.
So it left something to be desired.
Yes.
You know, they say that sometimes those needs are always the birth of invention. So you had a bad hot dog, decided you could do better.
Yes, I did.
And got a little hot dog cart.
Yeah, I did.
And so when you had that small cart that was just 12 hot dogs, what were you doing and how were you getting customers?
I was getting customers by seeing what festivals I could go to, seeing who's having a birthday party here, who was going to be doing a bar mitzvah or a pool party, any event. Then after that, I just kind of took half of the money I made, put it to college, and put it to a new cart. And then I just kept that going, and then I got the new cart.
Now, your cart is called Mason Super Dogs, and I follow you on social media, and I see you sometimes doing different recipes and different toppings and different, you know, asking people, what do you think about this and what do you think about that? What made you decide to make these specialty hot dogs? Because a lot of hot dog stands just give you, you know, meat and the bread with mustard.
Yeah. Because that's the thing. You can go to any other hot dog place, but when you come to me, fun fact, did you know that 90% of Americans, if you're a vegan or a meat lover, will eat 70 hot dogs in their lifetime, and I want them to buy them from me.
So tell me about some of your toppings.
I have the buffalo dog, which is my favorite and public favorite. It's chopped chicken with a beef hot dog or sometimes chicken hot dog with the chicken, with a buffalo chicken on it, with some secret sauce, but with also buffalo sauce to give it a little spice.
I just love that because I would have never thought about a buffalo hot dog with a little bit of chicken topping on top.
Yeah.
So where did these ideas even come from?
About 2 days of just brainstorming ideas for hot dogs because you could sell ketchup and mustard all the time, chili cheese all the time, but when someone has something different, they want to come, more people are going to want to come to your cart.
I love that idea. So marketing and cart and all of those things. So the Super Dogs, to me, I thought led way to Mason Wright Enterprises, because not only are you an entrepreneur, but you decided to teach your classmates how to be entrepreneurs as well. Now, how did that part of it come about?
It came about when we would go on field trips, and I would be the only one to be able to get a lot of, souvenirs. And my friends would ask if I could buy them a souvenir. So I decided to tell them I can't be buying all y'all souvenirs. So I started teaching them how they could get a business, how to grow their business, basically the boot camp I went through with my mom. And yeah, that's how I started. They told me about dolphin ice and candy, and I was like, yeah, this is possible. You just gotta make your cart stand out. And after a few days of that, that's how most of the carts we have now are starting to become public.
So you begin to fund your friends and help them have candy cart and a dessert cart.
Yes.
And so now when you go out, do you go out with everyone so that you've got everything in a row, or do you do different things for different events?
We do different things for different events, but sometimes I would like to go out with my friends and help them. And sometimes I will just want to stay at my cart, do what I have to do, you know?
I know. So now, when you decided to bring your classmates into this, were they as serious about, you know, having their own business as you are?
Not really. They thought it was just an easy way to make a quick buck. It wasn't. Once they had to, the first time going out there, really trying, they knew how difficult it was. Took a little break, then some were like on it, you know, and that's why we have two carts right now, trying to get three or four.
So, and sometimes people think it's easy, and it's never easy to have your own business.
No, it is not.
And you have to work all the time. You don't get a day off sometimes.
No, I do not.
Okay.
I wish I did.
But you're still excited and still raring to go. Now,
yeah, I'm ready for it.
When I saw that 13-year-old entrepreneur Mason Wright had been chosen by the PETA Foundation as one of the top vegan hot dogs for summer 2019 in the United States, I was blown away, Mason. I was just like, this is a 13-year-old. How did this happen?
It started when about the fifth day on Morehouse Selling, and this girl kept coming to my cart, and I couldn't remember her name right now, but she said that I should have vegan hot dogs. I was like, yeah, I could do that. I just did a little bit of research, tried some vegan hot dogs. Some were good. Some were bad, very bad. But after a few years, 2 years of me trying to get this vegan hot dog correct and right, then I would make it public. Because it was very, very difficult to get a vegan hot dog the way I wanted it.
And so what did you do to get this vegan hot dog the way you wanted it, so that it could join the other super hot dogs?
So I learned about how some vegan hot dogs are soy-based and some vegan hot dogs are plant-based. The ones I like the most are the plant-based ones. The ones that taste better to me, because I'm going vegan now, so those are mostly the ones I eat now. And I try different toppings on them, like the regular ones. Don't try a vegan hot dog with chili.
Didn't work.
No, it didn't work. Some of you might like it, some I did not. I really, really did not. So after that, I noticed that pickles, onions, tomatoes, and what's the word for it? And did I already say tomatoes?
Tomatoes. Pickles, onions, tomatoes.
And onions. Those are the best tasting ones to me, personally. And I tried some corn, and it actually tastes better.
So that's the topping on your vegan hot dog?
Yes.
It's like a, it sounds like a little salsa, almost. Tomatoes, onions, corn, like a little pico de gallo.
Yeah.
And so that is what makes your vegan hot dog, it seems, to stand out. So tell me what that was like when you first heard from the PETA Foundation. Did you think it was someone playing a prank, or were you excited? How did it all come about?
I thought it was a scam at first. And then my sister did some research, and she said that it was legit. So that's when I got excited, and then I was nominated after my vegan hot dog went public. I got nominated, and after that, I waited and waited and waited, and then they said that I won.
So what does that even feel like, knowing that you have one of the top hot dogs in the United States for the summer of 2019?
I can't describe it, but I'll try. It's like a feeling of accomplishment, basically. And that's really all that it is. It's like a feeling of accomplishment, like I did it.
So does that make the hard work that you put in every day seem worth it?
Yes, it really does. So, yeah, I'm really proud of it.
I am proud of it, too. What do you want other young people, and even, I'm saying young people, but young people and teenagers, and you started at 10 years old, what do you want them to know about starting your own business and what that's like?
I would say if you're really in, like, if you have a hobby like drawing or painting, and it seems really good to you, then you should make it a business. I mean, at first, it wasn't easy for me to do the hot dogs. I had to make sure what made my hot dog stand out. How would this make people come to me even more? And yeah, I mean, if you're passionate about it and you love to do it, then go for it.
I love that answer. Go for it. Now, how can our listeners find your hot dog stand? I know you're at Morehouse on Wednesdays, but how can they find you beyond Morehouse, and how can they keep up with you guys on social media and those kinds of things?
You can follow me on Instagram at TheMasonWright, and you can follow me on Facebook at Masons Enterprises, and I think my website is called Mason Superdogs.
I love it. So The Mason Wright on Instagram and Mason Superdogs on Facebook.
Yes.
And Mason Wright Enterprises on Facebook.
Yes.
Mason, I am so proud of you, and I will be following you for a long time to come. And you might actually make me try that vegan hot dog. Although I think I like the buffalo one. That might be my favorite.
It's actually very good. It's very good. I would eat it any other day, but I can't have it this month.
This month, because you're doing vegan this month.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will look forward to hearing from you and following you. And at your next announcement, if you break news again, let us know, and we'll have you back on to talk about Mason's Super Dogs.
Okay, I will.
Thank you, Mason.
You're so welcome.